Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
Hello and good morning. Scott Goodman here with Melissa Lucas, and welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free, Vox Populi, Voice of the People. Catch us here every Tuesday at 10 instead of 9 due to daylight savings until spring. Before we get into our show, I really want to mention the passing of the civil rights icon, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Baptist minister, presidential candidate, civil rights leader and protege of Martin Luther King. He was actually present when Martin Luther King was assassinated. I was never a fan and disagreed with him on many issues, but his impact on America cannot be discounted. He will be missed by many and never forgotten. Well, today's show, trust. Trust, something we want to believe and can count on, rely on, and feel confident in. Unfortunately, we as a global community are faced with a dark reality that our trust is being tested every day with AI, clickbait, government disinformation, and agenda-driven media. We can no longer find reliable sources to determine the truth about the issues that really matter to us. People are passing on information that they read, see, or hear without determining if it's true, further spreading potential disinformation. It's like a disease of sorts, spreading virally and infecting the minds of the people. I believe in free speech and expression, but there is a cost. Where can we go to find reliable information? What sources can we trust? Where is this pathway leading us? Well, we'll be discussing this today with our guests and our loyal listeners today on Common Ground, exclusively airing on KNTR Talk Radio. Melissa, how about letting our listeners know about our staff and what makes our show happen? And let us, our listeners, know how to reach out to us on Common Ground, featured on KNTR Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Happy National Cauliflower Day.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Had some the other night.
Right. I'm going to do a quick shout-out to our sponsors here, Blonzy Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia, Neat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, Stubby's Red Wagon, and Parker's Collision Center. Thank you guys so much for your support. We really appreciate it. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, and Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Also, three of our sponsors are also locations for your chance to win a four-day pass to the Country Thunder. Enter today at Martin, Swanee, Kingman, Annie's Thrift Store and Trailside Firearms. So visit them for more details. You can call us in at 928-854-KNTR or text in at 928-727-5566. And this morning, we're here with Marissa June, our producer, Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator, is in the house, as well as Paul Lavoie, our operations manager, and our returning guest, Dr. Paul.
So almost like a co-host at this point. We're having trouble finding new guests because they're afraid, I guess.
Yes, if you'd like to be on the show, reach out. We'd love to have you and listen to your opinions.
I'm trying to recruit folks, but they're a little scared to come in here.
It is hard to put, you know, they'll talk in front of a keyboard warriors all day long. Yeah. But when you say put a microphone in front of their face, they don't want to do that.
I think I was a little bit that way when I first came in.
Yeah, but you it guys can be intimidating.
You guys have been nothing but welcoming.
Yeah,
well, I talked to our common friend. I talked to Jess the other day. He came in, and I tried to work with him to come on board. He has a lot to offer and a lot to say, and he's a very intelligent man. But he's a little nervous. I told him, well, we'll diffuse it. We'll we'll ask questions that you already know the answers to, if that's what you want. But anyways, Dr. Paul, here we are talking about reliability, information, truth, you know, things that seem to be highly suspect at times. What are your thoughts?
You know, my big fear, Scott, is this. We are dumbing down. We are naive as a culture. I think we could be led around by a note by the nose.
Agreed.
We suffer not from a lack of information. We suffer from too much information. You know,
when you and I
talk about this, it's kind of like, where do you go? Because there is so much in the way of AI and 1,000 other sources.
Right, there's so
and
much.
And I know in here sometimes I'll hear something and I'll run back and I'll look it up and I'll think to myself, where in the heck did they get that? So the problem to me is not so much information, it's how do you disseminate information in such a way that it really we get to wisdom, we get to knowledge, we get to a common ground. My fear is this. I think what most people do, and I was guilty of it, I'm sure in the past too, is that we have one favorite little source we go to, our favorite little radio station or TV station or media.
Sure.
Or influencer.
Yes,
or,
yes. Mm-hmm. And they have a vested interest, see?
Mm-hmm.
They want clicks.
Right.
They want more sponsors. They need to make some money.
Right.
And so in order to make money, they've got to keep you around. The best way to keep you around, I think, is to tell you what you want to hear.
Or something that will shake the trees a little bit.
The opposite, like he's saying, shake the trees.
Yeah, so here's something alarming that I discovered. Every week that we do a show,
right,
I do show prep. And the first part of show prep, like almost everybody does, and we're all guilty of it, is go to Google.
Right.
And you get the first thing, the first line, this is an AI overview. That's the first thing that's stated in there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then I do the second drill down by looking what that source is from the AI overview, and then I click on that source and then read what they have to say and then look where their source is. But you're not going to believe what I discovered. I went four deep, and on two occasions, they asked their source was the AI overview. It went in a full circle.
Oh.
That's interesting.
So for me, that's so scary and alarming, because where's the origin from? Where's the true origin for the search that I'm doing?
Have you ever asked the same question to Grok and to ChatGPT?
Yes.
Because I have, and you don't get the same answer.
No, you don't.
It's interesting.
Yes,
it is. And so trusting AI isn't always, you know, people
how
think
do,
like it's...
Wait, did you actually use those words, trusting AI?
Trusting AI.
Those words are like matter and antimatter as far as I'm concerned.
Oxymorons?
Yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, so...
Who programmed it?
Reliable information, okay? The topic of the show is to try to find common ground on what we can believe in and what we can trust. And we can no longer truly rely on the internet to provide us with accurate information. It's skewed in so many ways.
And yes.
At a bare minimum, it's opinionated and opinion
right.
journalism. At the worst, it's just outright lies or omissions. Okay. So me as a consumer of data, I find it difficult to find truth anymore.
Right.
And so now, we used to go to libraries when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Card catalog.
There was no internet.
Eric Severide, Walter Cronkite. Would just tell us a couple of things.
Well, how old are you? How old are you, Melissa?
And we believed it. I am 53.
Okay, so you're not that much younger than I am. But do you remember when you were a kid? Did you have to go to the library to study?
Yeah, card catalog.
Card catalog.
Yeah, we had encyclopedias.
What I'm saying. But here's something I thought of as was prepping for this show.
Right.
How did I know that was accurate? It was written by men and women.
Right.
Who had opinions, who got their information from other sources. How do we know what those sources were and if those sources were correct? You had the glossary, which would tell you where the information came from, but then you had to find that source. I believe that we've been living in a land of disinformation for all eternity. I think that there's been disinformation forever.
Well, now
let me say it the opposite way, okay. Scott. We've been blessed with having so much information that we had to learn how to think. That was the value of education. That is the value of education. It's learning to debate. It's learning to take a book and read a book from beginning to end and saying, okay, is this logical? Is it progressive? Is it built on anything? Right now what you get are tippets of little pieces. And it sounds right here, it sounds right there, and you get little things, and you get little quips, and then you say to yourself, boy, that makes sense to me because I already believe it, right?
Right.
But we used to be educated. Now, if I look on a TV, I was looking last night at, like, in the National Spelling Bees, and I look occasionally at the educational system, and they have these contests for students to come up with brand new ideas. Now, I don't want to sound stereotyped and discriminatory, but there's very, very few white people. You go to the spelling bees.
They're mostly, they're Indian, they're Indonesian.
And for the spelling bees. For the other ones, it was almost all Asian people. And again, you know, God bless them. Their families believe in education. They get good education.
That's a culture. That may be a cultural thing.
Yeah.
More than anything else. But
it's a decision. What we're deciding to do is a choice.
Could that have something to do with it?
I think it's the parents. It really boils down to the parents. My son is in school right now. My son is not feeling well. He's in school because he needs to be in school. He went, oh, I don't feel good. I'm going to stay home. Well, he did stay home on Friday. There's no way I'm going to go from Friday to Tuesday. Parents have a responsibility to raise and educate their children. When my kids come home from school and came home from school every day, what was your lesson today? What did you learn? They would tell me, and then I said, well, here's more to look at. They gave you an overview. Now here's go into the weeds and drill down a little bit.
Right.
And look and educate them further. Education does not stop.
And you taught him. You're teaching him, Scott. I don't want to interrupt you, but you're teaching him how to think.
Correct.
We're not being taught how to think anymore, or how to analyze.
We're getting it spoon fed to us.
That's what's happening.
So
we have to question everything.
So
I think so, in a good way, in a way that we're doing right here, right now. You know, nobody's throwing anybody out here. You know, we sit down and we're trying to be reasonable. The only callers that call up, and this may, I hope I don't offend folks, but when they call up and they have the answer, I tune out. If they tell me what they learned on whatever it is, Fox News, MSNBC, and they basically say, here's the right answer, I think to myself, all you're doing is being
brainwashed. Well, here's a good one. Here's a good one for our listeners. There is no right answer.
Right. I guess some people, whether it's Fox News or CNN or MSNBC,
sure.
It's...
Well, what's MS now?
Right, oh, right, they changed right, it? Right, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, listen, think about this to our listeners specifically, if you're interested in calling in. You know, we have choices as parents to raise our kids properly. During COVID, kids were being homeschooled because it was on Zoom. You had your classrooms on Zoom. Now, us as parents, we were watching, we were interacting with our kids while they're on Zoom, helping them walking through this. A lot of parents were saying, well, you know, I've got to go to work, or I'm just going to let him do his thing, and just didn't even pay attention to what was happening. These teachers were forced into a situation that they weren't able to deal with, that they never dealt with before, and they were making errors left and right. They were doing some good, but it was a new idea to do this. They've never done it before. And the kids, as you well have heard before, were left behind. They felt that there was 2 years of lost education.
Do you want to chime in on this, Marissa James?
Yeah, I do, since I literally lived this. It was really weird because they actually split us up into blocks. So we'd have three classes on Monday. Like, it was kind of half and half. We'd be at the school for half of the week, and then we'd be homeschooled the rest. They split us into two. And they were such long blocks, they had the classes 2 hours each, that the teachers didn't really know what to do with those 2 hours.
Because they were used to one-hour curriculum.
Yeah, it was such a new situation for everyone.
And did you feel you suffered from it? Due to that?
Definitely a little bit, especially my one class. I took math and money because I wanted the life skills from it, but it was in the middle of all this chaos. So between the teacher trying to adjust and everyone trying to adjust, a lot of the curriculum was lost in the chaos.
Well, I can't tell you this much. We're way off topic, but I want to tie this back into what we're discussing. Truth, reliability. We weren't told the truth during COVID. Both left and right were just disseminating really, really sketchy information. Some based on science, some based on pseudoscience, some based on opinion, okay? Right. So right. I had personally, for example, due to disinformation and misinformation, I had two very close friends die from COVID. Both of them were in the public. One was a vendor at the grocery stores, refused to be vaccinated because he was an anti-vaxxer due to being a staunch Trump supporter who refused to get vaccinated even though he was high risk. He died. Another one, similar situation. I got vaccinated. I didn't want to, but I got vaccinated because I want to see my son graduate from Naval Recruit Training.
And
the government
required?
Mandated that if I wanted to be in contact with my son, or otherwise I can watch it streaming from here in Havasu.
Don't you think that's outrageous to say that out loud, that it was mandated, though?
Well, I don't think I believe that the choice that we had was zero. It was mandated. It was also mandated of every member of the service to be vaccinated, and the ones who didn't were terminated. And some of them have got their jobs back. But disinformation. So I know we're coming up on a break pretty soon, but we need to get back on focus.
Can I summarize for you what I think is happening in a big way?
Go. You can do the last statement.
It used to be that, and I was thinking about this, it used to be that we'd argue about left and right. If I go somewhere, you know, it's kind of like, oh, you're a liberal, you're a leftist, you're a... You know, really what we're arguing about these days is top-down. It's a problem of top-down. There are people that have the information, that have the money, that have the resources, that have the, you know, the best of everything, and there's a lot of people that don't.
And the haves and have-nots?
Okay, the have and have-nots. I'm saying top-down.
The elites and the rest of us?
The have and
have-nots. The Epstein file people?
I think that's what's happening, is that there's an upper crust, and they have access to almost everything. There's a lower crust that just struggle with all the things that we don't want to talk about.
And when has that ever been different? We're going to get back to that when you get back from our break here on KNTR Talk Radio, Common Ground, 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the free.
Voice of the free.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, what you got for us?
All right, we're going to give a shout-out to our sponsors, starting with Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small-town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in-store today, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. And Annie's Thrift Store. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. And Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes, celebrating 40 years of doing it right by folks one happy driver at a time. Off East Andy Devine in Kingman.
All right, you guys. Can you give us a text in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687? I have a question for you, question I just asked my co-host and our guest here. Do you think that the Department of Justice is a reliable source of information?
Absolutely not.
Currently, I have...
Absolutely not.
I disagree with one aspect of that statement that you made. I think that is a lot of disinformation, and I believe that we have a situation...
With Epstein files, obviously, with those just being released and on the Department of Justice website.
Yeah, Melissa, we used to believe in this thing called the rule of law. And the Department of Justice, as you were talking about, they should exemplify that. They should exemplify the rule of law.
Well, you would think if you're fact-checking everything that, we the people should be able to go to the Department of Justice.
Yes, we should.
And we should be able to trust
that we should trust the process.
Okay,
we should trust the process, the rule of law process.
And since the Epstein files, everybody's been looking at
that. Scott believes this is always true. I think, you know, it's more like it used to be a study in, they would bring their pencils and pens in, you'd see a bunch of nerds. Now they bring in chainsaws and knives.
So in Walter Cronkite days. Yeah. You think that the DOJ was legit and above the board.
They knew the rule of law.
Everything was honest.
Not everything. There's always been players.
Okay.
Always been those little misfits. But we had self-correction. See, what we don't have now, that we used to always have is a real good check and balance system. If you were outside,
if you were outside the law...
Hold on. No, it ties right in, Scott.
It ties right in. Okay, you go ahead.
This is This is why education is important. This is why, rather than MAGA, next time I want you to run, it's going to be Make America Educated Again, or Make America... Make it educated.
No, so,
believe in education.
So, I want to comment.
Fund education. They don't fund education.
Paul, take away
this whole Doge thing. It was basically take away everything that allows us to grow and put the money into defense and make it into a military state. That's what you're getting, is a military state.
Calm down. Take it slower a little bit. Let's bring it back. Dial it back. So Department of Justice.
Right.
During the Nixon administration and the Watergate hearings, both Democrats and Republicans were pretty much on board with the malfeasance that was being done by the president at the time.
Yes.
There was agreement across the aisle. Okay, I believe that there has been periods of time in our country, in my lifetime, where the Department of Justice was a reliable institution, and it would ebb and flow, it would wane, and it has got worse specifically in the last three administrations, first Trump, Biden, and second Trump, where it has been used as a vehicle to make personal attacks and
political
and vendetta.
Yes.
Do you think that maybe it's just that we're just more aware of it now?
No.
Because of social media.
The term weaponization is not something that's been around for a long time that much. It has happened before, but this is systemic. This is an endemic. This is a way of doing business.
That's the right word, systemic. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it's now whoever's in charge, good or bad, whoever's in charge is now using the resources of the U.S. government to get what they want, to get back at the people they don't like. And it's gone.
And the only word I would change there is, or the only couple of words is, it's not whoever's in charge, it's who's in charge right now. Now, you really believe that Democrats are as capable in doing this as the Republicans? I don't. Republicans are way wiser when it comes to this kind of thing. They're way sharper. They're smarter.
Let's get back to our issue of reliability.
I'm going to give you an example.
Hold on. Let me get onto our subject at hand.
Okay.
Okay, we talked about reliability. We talked about believing in what we hear and see. Now, I personally have been paying a little attention, and so is my co-host here, specifically regarding the Epstein files. Now, we talked on the break about this. The first dump of documents from the Epstein files, that was when Pam Bondi held up the giant binder initially.
Mm-hmm. Got them right here. I'm going to release them.
And then she didn't. And then when they were released, it was curious the type of redactions that were done on the documents. It insulated a lot of people, potential criminals, potential people to be indicted or at least investigated. But the last dump was a curious one. The redactions did not include the names of the victims, of the alleged victims of the Epstein criminals.
Just the perpetrators.
Empire. Well, they redacted the perpetrators and other redactions, but the women who were potential victims who came forward were not redacted. Their names were released. Now, I find that absolutely appalling.
That's awful. That's awful.
Yeah. So.
Right.
So.
And they're getting victimized again.
They are. That's exactly what's happening. They're getting victimized again.
Right. Yeah, it just makes you ill.
Yep.
And the Epstein thing. I mean, how? I know that there's a lot of talk about the fracture in the Republican Party, I know you don't like to talk about that at all.
Well, no, it's not that. There's, I just want to stay on point about disinformation. So the DOJ's different disinformation.
Well, there's a lot out there.
So the Epstein files is a case in point, Melissa, of them coming out with information that is either true or hiding part of the truth and exposing other things that they wanted to expose. And so who do we trust? Who can we actually trust?
I got an idea. I got an idea about this. Can I give you an idea?
Sure.
How about we trust democracy and trust the Constitution and trust our courts and trust, you know, the gifts that we've been given? How about we go back to that?
How do we put the genie back in the bottle?
Pretty easy, I think.
How?
Let people that represent that and aren't partisan. Right now, what you want to do, and you even said this, you're going to vote Republican, and my guess is if Trump steals this midterm election and basically says, I want to change the whole election procedure, and I'm going to steal this election, my guess is, from what you said, you're going to vote straight down the ticket.
Well, okay.
And I'm going to say to you, vote the person, for the system.
Time out. Here's another quick time out. That would be after the election. You see what I'm saying? He's not going to steal something until, if that's the case.
He can steal it right now just by
gerrymandering.
Yes.
Okay, listen. Let's talk real deal here. I am a Republican. I am a conservative. I'm a constitutionalist and a fiscal conservative, and I'm a huge Trump supporter. However, that being said, and I want every listener who's listening to this station right now to understand this. If I believe that any president or any administration cross the line to a certain point that I can no longer tolerate.
Where's that point?
I don't think we're there.
How come you didn't say you were American first?
Because I'm obviously an American first.
No, you're not.
I'm talking from a political standpoint.
Scott, if you say you're a Republican first and you're a Trumper first, then what you're doing is putting them first. You're not putting America first. You're not putting God first. You're not putting people first. You're not putting. You're a believer in a set of things that we're talking about right now. Where does your information come from? Well, if your information comes from one short little source, you know, i.e., and I'm going to just say it, you know, because I'm here and I love you guys and, you know, we're together. But if it comes from Fox News, we're in trouble. Same thing, I'd say the same thing about the MSNBC.
That's your only source.
If that's where you get your news and you just basically say, regardless of what happens in this world, I'm going to be a Trumper, I'm going to be a Republican, I'm going to vote the ticket, we're in trouble. That's not a democracy.
So,
we lost our democracy.
So here's
and we've already lost it.
Paul,
democracy is down the tube,
Paul,
because of this kind of thing.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul.
It's so hard.
Hey, Paul.
Fact check yourself on everything.
So listen, here's all I have to say to clarify that. I'm a constitutionalist. A constitutionalist was created by men under the watchful eye of God.
You're not a constitutionalist. I don't think so. You know, no offense, but every time I talk to you about the Constitution, you're willing to bypass it.
Not going to bypass it. Freedom of speech, for example. I believe in freedom of speech unless it's going to be a freedom of speech that's going to create violence. Violence is not something that I'm going to support, even though it's technically freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I am a constitutional conservative, and I will tell you right now and to all my listeners, I will continue to vote conservative.
Well, let me ask you something. I thought about doing this, and I didn't.
Go right ahead,
there,
Paul.
Just last weekend, there was a little get-together on Wheeler Park. Mm-hmm. We're in Lake Havasu, for those that don't know.
Rockabilly's?
No. This was... This had to do with No Kings and...
Protesting. Yes, I saw the
protesting.
Guy. There was two guys.
What?
There were two guys out there. I saw them with the signs.
75 people.
Oh, really? I only saw two. People. I must have got there on the way.
But there was a lot of people there.
Yeah,
really?
But I thought I'd invite my buddy Scott and you guys because you believe in free speech, right?
Right.
And I said to myself automatically, maybe someone is short,
protest?
But I thought to myself, I don't think they'll come. Was I wrong? Would
you
have come?
I would come in a heartbeat.
Would you come in a
heartbeat? Of course
good.
I would.
Good.
Just
good.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you something.
I didn't feel real comfortable there.
There
was 75.
There was a crowd. So listen, when we had the Trump rally in 2020, I had a vehicle that was heavily wrapped. But we can talk about it more. But we had Democrats there who were protesting our Republican parade that we were about to have.
Okay.
And I walked up to them and told them, "You're welcome here. I'll support your speech. Wave your signs. Hoot and holler all you want. You're welcome here."
Right.
Anyways, we're going to go on a break again here on Common Ground. Hey, listeners, call us up. Text us. 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
On Common Ground.
But it takes someone to come around to show you.
Just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in 928-854-5687. What do you got, Marissa?
All right, we're going to give a shout-out to our last sponsors, Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they've got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive. Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron, full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal and what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Go for the barbecue. Stay because you're locked in a staring contest with a propane barrel pig named Hank the Tank. Slow smoked meats, big flavors, and a mascot that raises questions no one wants answered. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Eat well, don't ask Hank anything. Behind the cigar bar, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. And Parker's Collision Center. Locally world famous, they accept all insurances. Parker Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants. Take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center. 10479 Brockman Road in Mojave Valley. And why I'm playing Bohemian Rhapsody today for our Today in Music History, it's actually February 14th, that would have been Saturday. In 1992, Wayne's World opens in theaters across the U.S., reviving many artists' music, especially their iconic Bohemian Rhapsody scene.
Whee! Party on!
Whee! Garth!
Party on, party on.
Party on,
yes.
Garth.
A great
Love
movie.
Love Wayne's World.
It's fabulous.
So, a good movie.
We cut Paul off. I'd like him to continue with his train of thought on where we're going with this conversation, unless you want to talk about something different.
Well, I just want to summarize from my point of view, and that's this. We don't have a problem with not enough information. We have way too much information, and it's not that it's bad information. It's just that it gets in the hands of people that have an agenda. Now, what's the antidote to that? The antidote to that, I think, is us doing research, us thinking, us being educated. What do I think happens? I think we defund education. I think people just want little quips on Twitter and Facebook and this and that.
Instant gratification. Really, they don't want to do the work.
They don't want to do the work. And I think that's the enemy, is that we're just not being educated enough to do what we're trying to do right here, right now. And the reason some people are not calling in right now is because they're going to have to think. I'm not going to accept this little, this is what my opinion is. I want to know what's based on.
Well, I'm going to tell our callers right now, all of our listeners, I want you to think of something that you can trust for information, truly trust, that you use all the time, that you can rely on, and tell us what that is, because I want to hear it. Because right now we're in a crossroads, and we need to know where we can, what we can believe in.
Right. If you can't trust the Department of Justice,
Who can you trust?
Yeah. That's just so disheartening to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting Scott to be like, absolutely not. I thought you were going to say yes.
There are aspects of the Department of Justice.
No, he's right about that.
Yeah, you have common ground there.
I want to qualify this also. There are thousands of workers in the Department of Justice that go to work every day to pursue truth, justice, and accountability for the people of our country. So the laws are being enforced, so the people can feel that they're being protected. So the Department of Justice works. It's just that, as Paul said, the leadership, the spokesperson, the mouthpieces for these different organizations and different institutions in our country, at sometimes and many times, are politicized. They're opinionated. They're not based on fact. What we need in our country, accountability you talked about, Joe Fridays. We need about 25 Joe Fridays,
just
the facts, ma'am.
Yeah.
We need people to come into our government that is only quest for them is the truth. The only quest for them is fairness. How do we get that? We have to elect them. But here's the problem. Information.
Right.
Too much information. Who wants to run for president or run for political office anywhere in our country knowing that they're going to dig up everything you've said since the eighth grade and put it on the internet and put it on social media. Mm-hmm. Oh, he told me when I was in high school that I don't have any black friends or something. Right. They're going to pull up and dig up any piece of dirt that you've ever done. And you may be a righteous individual out for change, for growth, for the betterment of your community, but you're afraid to run.
And I think we should call BS on that. That's what we should do, is call BS on that.
If you run for office, you're a target. And that's something that my husband had said to me. I actually get pressure in Oregon from political advisor, you know, trying to get me to run for office. And my husband was like, no, if you do that, you're going to be a target.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So
it's difficult, and we need to honor our politicians. You know, politicians, you know, if they come from the right frame of mind and they have a good heart, and there's a number of them that do. I'm watching a guy in Texas right now that I saw this program. I can't think of this name, but basically it's something like you can bet on anything now. It's called Poly whatever, where you can bet on anything anywhere.
Sure.
And so I heard this guy speak that's in Texas running for the Senate, and I thought, I would bet on him. This is a guy that really means something.
So your
name is something like Colin Moriarty or something like that. And he's been, God forbid, he's been on The View. They wouldn't let him on certain stations. Because right now, all of the media is getting centralized. You know, that's being bought up by a few people. And so you're not going to get a diversity of thought. You're going to get more and more what you already got.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you something. Have you ever read 1984?
You read? You've never read Orwell?
I've never read 1984. I've also never made it through a whole episode of The View.
Okay.
So 1984
is so scary.
It is. And it was written in the 20s, I believe.
Oh.
And
Have you read 1984, Marissa?
No, I haven't read it, but I know the gist of it, and I'm seeing a little bit of the movie.
So I'm gonna tell you one aspect about the truth. They had the truth police, basically.
They did, yeah.
And everyone had one station that they watched, and they had to clap at the certain points. They had to applaud. They had to cheer. When they had to boo people when they were being executed. But check this out. There's one scene with Richard Burton. They did the movie. I think Richard Burton was the. They had a movie in 1984. And they put him, anyway, there's one scene where they said, how many fingers am I holding up? And it was two fingers. They said two. And they would beat him, and they would torture him, and they would pull his teeth out. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Until one time he said, how many fingers are there? And it was blurry vision. He says, three. He said three. And that was what he wanted to hear, that he could convince a person that saw two fingers to say he saw three fingers. Right. It was control, control, control. Where we're at with information today is control.
That's right. And that's why it's brainwashing. It's not good information. It's brainwashing. What's the answer to that? Real simply, it's education. You've got to learn how to think.
Do you know
what Scott was talking about with his son? You know, like trying to say, okay, at home it begins, at school it begins, it's everywhere. But other people are doing it better. Other countries are going ahead of us because we're not an educated population. We're turning into a bunch of idiots.
Well,
brainwashing everyone.
Yes.
Well,
like media, I see it all the time. Everyone has opinions, and they want you to either agree with their opinion
That's exactly what happens.
I have the simplest answer.
Okay.
That will solve everything relating to the truth, relating for disinformation. It is one thing that will happen, one event, one singularity.
Okay.
Something called a coronal mass ejection. If the sun every day burps out solar flares and misses us by millions of miles going in different directions, we're 80 million miles away. But every once in a while, the sun will send out a big burst of radiation, a solar flare, and we'll get a glancing blow where New York will be out of power for a day or two. Well, if we get a large solar flare, direct impact on Earth, every one of these devices, the radio station we're on and every electronic device on the planet, every transformer will be fried. And the chance of them rebuilding it within a generation or less is near zero. We'll be forced to think. We'll be forced to talk. Okay. We'll be forced to walk. We'll be forced to read. Okay? That's about the only true answer is if we lose everything to gain our freedom back and to gain our ability to think again.
That's what I believe. That's where I would find common ground.
Think of where we are today and think of where we're going to be in 5 years with AI. There'll be millions of people out of work. Millions of people out of work. We will be relying on something detached from reality that's going to tell us what's true and what's not true. we're going to be spoon-fed more information than we've ever been fed before. And it's going to be the demise of humanity, in my opinion.
Oh.
But we're going to be talking about that in our last and final segment here on Common Ground, KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
That's right. We'll be back here in about a minute. We have no lead-out music, but it's okay. We'll catch you soon.
Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. That song is hilarious.
It is.
Because
it
of
is.
What we're
I listened to it just before I came.
Did you really?
I was talking to somebody. I said, I'm going to do a little show, and Sweet Little Lies came on. And I said, that's exactly what I want to talk to them about.
Yeah.
Is that we got a bunch of Sweet Little Lies they can play.
I had to play that song, and I have one more you'll laugh at after this.
Well, let me tell you guys, this could be our first show in a long time without
hilarious.
A single call or text.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nobody likes this topic.
It could be a good sign.
It makes people uncomfortable.
Maybe it makes them think. Yeah.
Doesn't it make you uncomfortable?
Because usually when they call in, what I find is that they want to prove a point to you. Yeah. They want to argue a little bit and straighten you out. Maybe what they do is listen and say, my goodness, we are dumbing
they're
down.
Right.
Yeah, maybe they're dumbing down.
Maybe we're
and
right.
It's a sad day because we are dumbing down. It's a sad state of affairs when we look around and say, all we got is a bunch of opinions. A bunch of people are thinking they're right.
Opinion journalism.
And all they do is they walk around and it's kind of like, you're more right than the other guy. And in the meantime, what we're doing is exactly the opposite of what Lincoln told us to do.
I bet something. You know, I bet
that
something.
We're dividing each other, and a house divided doesn't stand.
Right.
So check.
And so
this
we're
out.
Going after each other, and it's basically this is our demise unless we do something differently about it.
Information. Right. Information.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, the streak is not broken. Hello, caller.
Hello. Yes, I believe I'm. I'll reiterate. I'm one of those, I guess, uneducated folks. I have. A bachelor's in physics, a master's in educational technology.
Good. Clearly an ignorant person.
A master's in astronomy, so we need a Carrington event of 1859.
Great.
Also, I'm in a PhD program in educational psychology.
Beautiful.
I know where you're coming from.
Very good.
Consensus, seeking the truth. I read a lot. I don't have TV. I wonder why.
Right.
What's your favorite source?
What?
What's your favorite source of information?
Mm, good question.
Books.
Oh, my favorite source?
Where do you get your
source.
Yeah, where do you get your information from?
I get my information from, I guess, Steve Quayle, Google Scholar. I'll try a little bit of Google to see what's going on. From my professors at my university.
Yeah.
Previous experience, I've been teaching since 1977.
Okay, good point.
Talking
would
with
you,
other people.
Do you agree with the essence of what the show is saying, is that we're kind of dumbing down here and we have to be real careful about this?
Absolutely. I've seen it for the last 20 to 30 years.
Okay.
Right.
I agree with you there.
So I have a question. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm still teaching.
So the question I have for you is, though, what is the solution to the burgeoning disinformation and overflow of information that is polluting the minds of our people? What can we do to make it better?
Develop a form of filtering, train filtering, so that they get the main ideas, that they get, in a sense.
Caller, if I said to you four words, I want to see if you agree with them, okay?
Go for it.
If Scott asked me that question, I'd say in four words, here's what you need to do. Think big, act small. You know,
perfect.
We need bigger thinkers. You know, like you're a bigger thinker. Yeah. You've got degrees in a variety of things. You're looking in a variety of places. And you're probably taking small actions, like just calling in and having a discussion with us.
And how different are the students from 1977 to 2025?
Well, I can go back further. How different are the students from 1972? They were more naive, more trusting, able to listen to...
Interesting.
Their teachers and their principals.
More receptive.
Yes. Yeah.
You could trust teachers.
See, right now, the teachers are facing blowback from the students due to social media.
Yes.
They're getting pushback on everything they're teaching.
Right.
Correct.
And lack
Correct.
Of discipline at home creates the lack of discipline in the classroom.
That's right.
Where they're throwing chairs and teachers are getting, I mean, the rebellious is...
We don't understand the value of discourse, of basically saying, listen, so we can disagree without being disagreeable.
Hold on. So caller, what besides slowing things down and bringing things back to basics again, what are your thoughts on what I commented about? It's so dramatic, the fall of our social behavior and the reliance on bad and too much information.
Parents.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because
I raised my kids.
I've tutored, and I've seen kids being raised up under the discipline of their parents, and so they learn control, emotional, executive function, high executive functioning, and responsibility.
I don't know if you agree with this, but basically education was prized in your family. It wasn't mine, too.
Mine, too.
There was two or three teachers
We're winding up our show today, and I really appreciate it. Colin, please do me a favor and continue to listen and give us a call back, because I really trust your opinion.
You'd be a great guest on the show.
Thank you.
Oh,
have a good day.
Wait until my dissertation. Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
All right, so we're winding up our thoughts here. Now let's talk about our common ground. We've got about a minute left. We have 2 minutes left approximately. Well, anyway, common ground. We're in a land of too much information and too much disinformation, and it's being spoon-fed to us by, as I said in my opening thing, you know, you have clickbait, you have disinformation, agenda-driven media, agenda-driven everything.
You didn't react to what I said to that caller. Do you think the solution is think big, act small? Come on, get out of this little frame you're in of, I listened to this newscast.
No, I get it.
Think big. It's not that complicated,
people,
Scott.
People are...
Educate.
Hold on, we're going to wind this down. People are thinking big.
They are not.
But hold on. They're visionary. Don't discount the fact that we have an inventive culture. People think big, but they don't act small. They think big and they act big, okay? And that's the difference. They're not acting small, taking baby steps. I'm in the process of doing a new business, and I'm not going to discuss it on the show, but baby steps. We've been working on it for months, okay, taking small steps. But a common ground that we can agree on, there's too much information, and a lot of it is, pardon the phrase, BS.
Right.
And we need to find real information.
And other common ground was that we all like Wayne's World.
There you go.
And
party on.
That the Department of Garth. Justice might not be the best source.
We'll definitely be looking forward to our next show on Tuesday, and we're going to be talking about another great topic, and hope we get some interaction again with our listeners. And I appreciate you coming together here on Common Ground 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. That's right. Catch you next Tuesday, 10 a.m.
KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.